So therein lies the fourth and final step in this process of creating by design. The first, you remember, is to identify what we don't want, right? The second is to clarify and state what we do want. The third is to get into the feeling place of those wants. And now the fourth. Step four, expect it, listen, and allow the universe to bring it. Translated, that means no more pounding something into place to make it happen. It means we tune in and listen to our guidance. It means we follow what we get without hesitation. Believe me, the universe is a better organizer than you could ever think of being. So give it a chance and stay out of the way. You've given the universe a task. You've sent out your magnetic energy. Now settle back and allow the manifestation to unfold. And what's the next thing that comes? Sure. But where the hell is it? Well, how can I stay all revved up and excited about something when I keep talking, feeling, and flowing energy until I'm blue in the face, but nothing happens? Well, if your want hasn't shown up in whatever you consider to be a reasonable amount of time, it simply means you've been more in the feeling place of not having it and less in the feeling place of having it. That's when it's time to let it be okay. Let it be okay that your want hasn't shown up yet. You know it's going to, but it's perfectly normal that it hasn't yet. Well, then, so how does one retain passion for something that hasn't shown up or happened? First, check out what you're flowing energy to. There's not much point in flowing energy to and manifesting any more of your don't wants. Next, check out your intensity of energy flow. The greater your excitement, the more ardent your passion. Therefore, the faster your manifestation. Next, check your repetitions. How often do you get yourself jazzed about your want? If you had a great start, got all worked up about it for several minutes, and then never thought about it again, it may come someday, though doubtful. Now, granted, although 16 seconds is all that's necessary to add to the forming vortex, if you'd get turned on and really buzzed about this thing for just 10 or 15 minutes a day, it'll be in your face before you know it, providing you keep your focus off its absence. The law of attraction is never inconsistent. The universe will bring you whatever you want, but the key always is focus. Now here's another little trick called, what's been bothering me? Pulling in higher frequency is sort of like aiming a hose at a muddy old sidewalk. The heavy stream of water squirts away the mud to reveal some nasty cracks in the walkway. If you're not careful as you step onto the sidewalk now, you might trip over one of those long hidden cracks. Those cracks are our resistance, the inner critic or naysayer, our old ideas of social rights and wrongs, our old beliefs, our old low-frequency security blankets being laid bare by the higher frequencies. We feel rocky, vulnerable, and exposed to the elements without protection. And this can make for some rather bumpy emotional rides. Not to worry, there's a fast way out. The moment you become aware that you're feeling a little shaky or a little off base, which you may as you start to get up into these higher frequencies, ask yourself, What's been bothering me? And keep at it until the answer comes. It will, promise. Once you unveil whatever it is, if you'll take just 3 minutes a day to talk it out and talk it down, talk it out, talk it down, like in tender talking, talk it out and talk it down, most of that fear will dissipate within 30 days, along with the unconscious resistance that's been blocking your want. Now let's talk about passion, because passion is creation. Contentment, that's great. It's an open valve. It's a nice safe haven with no negative focus. It's a place of rest. But it's passion that makes it happen. Passion is living. Passion is creation. Passion is about feeling your power, You're not only connected to the force of well-being, you are that force. That force is life with a capital L. That force is passion, and passion is creation. If you think you're lacking this most intoxicating of feelings, passion, check to see if you're still talking about or focused on a don't want. There's not a don't want in the universe that can evoke passion. For all that don't wants will ever get you is negative energy, closed valves, greater resistance, and more don't wants. Passion doesn't mean rah-rah cheerleading or spastically bouncing off walls. Passion is a quiet sureness that life no longer has you by the earlobes and that the tiger you're holding by the tail is actually you. You want more passion? Then follow your joy. Go smell more roses, visit more favorite restaurants, laugh more, find more places to explore, be more spontaneous, play more golf, listen to more music, find more places to skinny dip, smile more, have more fun. Now you're vibrating in open valve passion, and passion is creation. If you've gotten this far, major changes are already in progress in your life. Sometimes it will be easy, most of the times early on. Frankly, it won't be, which is why watching for those so-called coincidences is so important. They're validation that something's actually happening, and they keep you going. But if you're spending some time each day talking about each of your wants and not worrying about if or when they're coming, not trying to force the how-tos of bringing them in, and staying plugged into your guidance and following that guidance without hesitation, those wants will come. By your own power, they must. You are not separate from the universal power of all that is. That power is your power, because that power is you. And your power, like the divine laws by which it is governed, is absolute. Here we go, chapter 8. Money, money, money. All right, let's get down to it. Money. How does that word or topic make you feel? Honestly now, how does it make you feel? Every word we utter carries its own brand of vibration peculiar to the one doing the speaking. But there's only one which can lay claim to consistently winning the top negative word vibration award, and that word is money, the most highly charged word in any language that uses the stuff. Just by speaking that dumb little grouping of sounds, we're stalling the very thing we most desire. Because from the time we were tiny tots, at least for the majority of us, we learned that the word money equates to struggle, shoulds, must, have to's, gottas. We learned the anxiety that surrounds the word and the anguish. We learned, for the most part, that it is the be-all and end-all of what we believe life to be, so we had better damn well make sure we have it or else. And because we never learned about flowing energy and getting out of negative vibrations, we spend our lives with thoroughly closed valves over this subject, fighting a battle we can't possibly win. Our body finally responds to the perpetual negativity, and we die. Oh, swell life.